Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Good news, club victory in the Aloha State. We're going to be talking about this Child Evangelism Fellowship case on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. This is a great decision, or great result, I should say. This comes from Hawaii, and it is a victory for Child Evangelism Fellowship. They have the Good News Club, and they have a number of Good News Clubs throughout the different islands in Hawaii. This one was at Iwa Elementary. It's the largest elementary school in this particular location of this island in Hawaii. And the Hawaii chapter of CEF was originally denied use of the school facilities despite other comparable programs in the Hawaii schools, such as the A-plus program and many others, Girls on the Run, others as well. They were told, Matt, oh, there's no room for you. Well, there was a lot of room for them, and we checked out the facilities. They just didn't want to have them. But the good news is the discrimination, the banning of the Good News Clubs has now been reversed.
Well, excuse my horrible mixed sports metaphors here, but this is not Liberty Counsel's first rodeo on this. And Liberty Counsel is kind of like the Floyd Mayweather, that's he's the undefeated boxer of legal organizations when it comes to defending Child Evangelism Fellowship. How many times has Liberty Counsel now successfully defended CEF against anti-Christian attacks? I mean, they have
it's
been
over 100.
Over, it's just absolutely amazing.
And we haven't lost any of these cases yet.
Not a single one.
At the final resort.
Here.
Now, we might have lost at the trial court and then won at the appeals court. But at the end of the day, we've won every single case.
Every single one of them.
But it's so critical, you know, because studies have found that most people receive Christ, I think, by the age of 13.
Yeah.
So this is getting the gospel into the hearts and minds of these young children. After school, they get to sing songs and learn scripture and have fun and, you know, open their hearts to Jesus at a young age. And so it's critical that we are involved with this ministry.
Yeah, at lc.org, we have some photographs, not necessarily this particular club, but other clubs in Hawaii, because there's other clubs in other places of Hawaii. And you'll see the little students that are there. These are K through five. That's the age ring, kindergarten through fifth grade. And it's after school. These young people can only attend by permission of their parents. If they show up, for example, to a Good News Club and they don't have the signed parental permission slip, they can't attend. So this is a parental choice. It's a decision of their parents or legal guardians to go to these clubs. So, you know, when someone says, well, what about parents who don't want their kids to go to the clubs? Well, then the kids don't go to the clubs.
Right.
No big deal. But the parents that want them, it's just like soccer. You know, after school, your parents sign you up for that. Well, your parents sign you up for the Good News Club as well. And so these are led by volunteers after school. And it's a great program because they're teaching morals and character development. They're teaching respect, right and wrong, dignity. They're teaching not to take revenge, even though you may be in the right and somebody may be in the wrong. They're teaching forgiveness.
Right.
Judeo-Christian principles upon which our nation is founded. The historical record is unequivocal here. And, you know, of course the left is upset about this. How dare they teach these kids, you know, indoctrinate these kids into ideas like thou shalt not steal and love others as yourself and be kind, do unto others and care about other people first before yourself and steering kids away from selfishness and toward selflessness and emulating Christ. And, you know, of course they don't want those children indoctrinated into such horrible ideas. Of course, I'm being facetious, but how many times do we hear feedback from kids who have been a part, grown up, gone through these Good News Clubs, and how it has been life-changing for them and led them away from a path into darkness and led them to down the path toward light?
As well as the school administrators, where these clubs are hosted, there's more than 87% of them that say this is a positive experience for their school. The kids are better behaved, they're more respectful. So it's a win-win situation for the student and for the school.
Yeah, and because they see a positive change in their behavior. you know, when you bring people together, these young people, and you're teaching them to respect their peers, to respect their parents, to respect their teachers, you're going to see a positive change, especially when you're sharing the gospel with them. And as you mentioned earlier, both Child Evangelism Fellowship, being founded in 1927, by experience over the years, and George Barna, by statistical surveys, have concluded the same thing. 85% of people who are adults, if you poll them, will have said that they made their decision to accept Jesus before the conclusion of their 13th birthday.
Right, so it's critical
now,
to hear. Now,
obviously, there are rededications, there's deeper understanding and so forth, but that original decision for 85% of adults have come before the conclusion of their 13th birthday. It's a very critical age. 70% of people who, if you poll them as adults that are on the mission field, full-time foreign missions, have felt that call in their life before the conclusion of their 13th birthday. Go on to recidivism with children who have parents in prison. They are 70% likely, oftentimes, to be prisoners themselves, inmates themselves. And they're going to have kids, and basically it continues to snowball. CEF, Good News Clubs, breaks that chain, breaks that cycle.
And not only by changing behavior and instilling these very positive principles and behaviors in these young people, but by literally saving souls, man. And we can't lose that. That's the important aspect here. That's the most critical aspect of it here. As you mentioned, these young people before the age of 13, that's where they make that eternal life decision as to whether or not they're going to be followers of the one way, truth, and life, who is Christ.
And Child Evangelism Fellowship also has a ministry to children of prisoners, don't they?
Right. They have the What Went Wrong program. It's the best ministry to children of prisoners and to the parents of these that are incarcerated that I've ever seen. It enrolls the children and the mother or father, whoever it might be, or sometimes it's both in prison, in these simultaneous Bible studies.
I love that.
And so it's an amazing program. It's called What Went Wrong.
What a time for healing, too, you know?
Yeah, Child Evangelism Fellowship is an international organization. Their mission is to give the gospel every day to every child. And so we've been privileged to be able to partner with them and to represent them. The good news here, we didn't have to file a lawsuit. We sent a demand letter to the school superintendent. The runaround that was happening at the elementary school level is, well, we don't have enough room for you. Well, they did have room. They just didn't want to allow them to have a space after school. The letter went to the superintendent. To the credit of the superintendent, an investigation of the space occurred and concluded that, yes, we do have room. And so came back and said, we're going to allow the Good News Club to meet. Well, had they not, we would have filed suit. But many of these cases, like this, resolve through a letter. Some of them have to result in litigation. And those, of course, all the ones that resolve by letter, we've obviously resolved 100% of the time favorably. And then those that have to go beyond that to litigation, we've ultimately won 100% of those as well. But it's a wonderful program. If you're wanting to be involved in the lives of young people, this is a great ministry. Liberty Counsel is involved with the lives of young people in a lot of respects. We represent, as I said, Child Evangelism Fellowship. That's these kindergarten through fifth grade students. Critical time, Holly, as you've mentioned, in a child's life, particularly for understanding the gospel and accepting the life-changing message of Jesus Christ. Then, of course, we represent students in school, like the Tampa ninth grade student.
Right.
Who was told she couldn't wear her cross to the classroom.
And involved in these transgender issues and things like that as well. We're representing students on that.
Students in those issues. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, we work with Christian college students,
right,
roughly from age 18 all the way up to their mid to upper 20s through our Covenant Journey program. So it's been a real blessing to work with this next generation. God has really put that on our heart to work with this generation. Pray for Child Evangelism Fellowship and the Good News Clubs. Pray for all of our ministry outreaches to help these young people to be our next leaders and to bring them to the knowledge of Jesus Christ. You can go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org. And you can go to the online store for resources and information. You can also at lc.org learn about some of these other ministries like Covenant Journey, which is covenantjourney.org, and many of the other ministry outreaches that we have. Remember, Liberty Counsel is supported by your tax-deductible contributions, and we encourage you to pray how you can financially partner with Liberty Counsel right now. Go to lc.org. That's lc.org. You can contribute right there online. You can call or write your information to Liberty Counsel.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Call us at 407-875-1776. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org.